From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia could be one of the last states to set a date for the 2020 presidential primary election. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains why.
In years past, Georgia has participated in Super Tuesday, voting on the same day as several other states towards the beginning of March. But this time around, we don't know when that primary will take place. That's because the state is currently considering proposals to replace outdated voting machines, which then have to be tested and rolled out to 159 counties. Once those new machines are selected, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will then determine when they will be ready to use for the primary. Georgia law gives him until December to pick that date. The supplier of the new voting machines could be announced in early July. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' fiscal year budget for 2020 has been approved by the Atlanta City Council. The balanced budgets total $2.2 billion with a focus on the administration's priorities, including ethics and transparency. The new agreement includes a pay raise for city employees, police officers, and firefighters. The budget also allocates more money to resurface city streets and enhance parks and green spaces. Besides the budget, the City Council voted to approve the new Department of Transportation, which will serve as a hub for coordinating the city's transportation needs. That budget is set to go into effect next month. Judges, faith leaders, and activists, and the Central Park Five have all gathered in Atlanta to talk about ways to end mass incarceration in the state and the country. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the church home of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is where a conference began last night.
Look around. This is what the world looks like. And this is what the movement ought to look like.
Reverend Raphael Warnock greeted advocates and members of the interfaith community to begin the event, which will focus on the severity of mass imprisonment in America, especially for minorities. Warnock says Georgia is still ground zero for the sheer number of people under correctional control. Michelle Alexander, author of The New Jim Crow, gave the opening address.
It's never been true that slavery has been abolished. If you've been convicted of a crime, the U.S. Constitution still says today slavery is just fine.
Two members of the Central Park Five, who were wrongly imprisoned in 1990, received the Freedom Fighter Award from the church and a certificate of recognition from Congressman John Lewis. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.